In that Scott Joplin piece you just heard, the clone players, I won't call them musicians, had to cope with three key changes. It started in G, went briefly into D, that's two sharps, back to G, then to C, and ended in G. Serves them right for commenting on the length of my announcements. Well, next is a piece I wrote for four bass recorders. This wasn't as easy as I thought it would be because the range of the bass recorder is just two octaves, and all four instruments must play within that range. More limiting is the fact that the high notes tend to be played squeakily by amateur musicians, and the lowest notes require great concentration and good breath control. For those clone consort fans who play close attention to musical composition, the piece is put together as follows. All four recorders play a short introduction. Then the top voice does a short solo, soon joined in a duet by a lower voice that copies the melody. Then bass 3 and bass 4 take over, only they turn the melody upside down. Remember how we played a section of I Love Coffee, I Love Tea backwards? Well, on this tune, we're playing it upside down. Mozart and his friends did that too. The rest of the piece continues with all the voices having great fun interacting with one another. I originally named this piece a bass quartet, but some of my friends thought it lacked a certain amount of pizzazz. They suggested "What For" instead, and that's what you will hear next. What For, written for four bass recorders. 1, 2, 3, 4.